The department issued a scathing report last year, critical of how police officers were trained and detailing how the MPD had engaged in racial discrimination in many areas over several years. University of St. Thomas law professor Mark Osler speaking with WCCO's Adam and Jordana.
What the report was addressed was that the training was both deficient and it was paramilitary in style, which is going to lead to the kind of tragedy we saw with George Floyd. They also found that there was insufficient accountability for officers who had done bad things.
The city of Minneapolis and state officials continue to negotiate a consent decree, which would determine department practices moving forward that are legally enforceable. The U.S. Department of Justice is doing its own investigation into whether or not the MPD has engaged in unlawful practices. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
It's been more than 2 years.
Be the jury in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
The day after Judge Peter Cahill read Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict in the murder of George Floyd, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made this announcement.
The Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
Such investigations typically look at the use of force by officers, including force used during protests, and whether the department engages in discriminatory practices. The investigation is also expected to assess the way the MPD handled misconduct allegations and how it held officers accountable. Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. After 2 years of investigating the Minneapolis Police Department, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is coming to town today to announce the findings of the Justice Department's report.
Garland announced the probe after former MPD officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd. The report is expected to show the department has engaged in a pattern of violating citizens' civil rights and using excessive force. It's possible the MPD may be placed under federal control until it demonstrates it has met certain thresholds. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Susie Jones reporting. Back in March of this year, the Minneapolis City Council approved an agreement with the state to revamp policing. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights issued a blistering report last year that said the department had engaged in a pattern of race discrimination for at least a decade. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey responded to the settlement and need for change back then.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a good thing for the city of Minneapolis. This is a good thing for the city of Minneapolis.
That state settlement has three major themes, including an organizational and cultural change, revising and reinforcing clear protocols on use of force, and how the department performs searches and arrests. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And again, we'll find out what the feds have discovered during their press conference at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll carry it here on WCCO Radio and on the Odyssey app.
We observed many MPD officers who did their difficult work with professionalism, courage, and respect. But the patterns and practices we observed made what happened to George Floyd possible. As one city leader told us, quote, these systemic issues didn't just occur on May 25th, 2020. There were instances like that that were being reported by the community long before that.
I'm Steve Simpson. As you just heard live here on WCCO Radio, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in a downtown Minneapolis press conference, along with his deputies from the Justice Department, revealing disturbing results of a scathing investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department in the wake of George Floyd's murder.
The Department of Justice has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that the Minneapolis Police Department and the city of Minneapolis engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the United States Constitution.
Garland making the announcement at the federal courthouse downtown, pointing out four areas where MPD was going wrong, including unlawful discrimination against blacks and Native Americans. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Thank you also for a report that is thoughtful, is deliberate, is objective, and is thorough. We are going to use these findings to better policing in the city of Minneapolis.
The city of Minneapolis will enter into a dissent decree that recommends 28 remedial measures to help correct the problems. MPD Chief Brian O'Hara.
It is our time to lead, to heal, rebuild, and create the kind of police department that every Minneapolis resident deserves. Know that the good people of the MPD are deeply committed to making it the best police department in the nation. But we will only be able to do that with the support of our entire community.
And the investigation began the day after former MPD officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of second-degree murder in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. Department of Justice investigators went over body cam video, documents detailing use of force by MPD officers in incidents dating back several years. They also interviewed police personnel and members of the community. Stay with us. Much more reaction to all of this throughout the next hour, throughout the day, here on WCCO Radio and on the Odyssey app.
The evidence, comprehensive and at times shocking. The U.S. Justice Department's report on the Minneapolis Police Department, scathing. From excessive and unnecessary use of force even against kids to discrimination against blacks and Native Americans, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the MPD has engaged in a consistent pattern of unconstitutional and unlawful policing.
The Justice Department is recommending 28 remedial measures that provide a starting framework to improve public safety, build community trust, and comply with the Constitution and federal law.
The investigation was launched the day after former MPD officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of killing George Floyd in May of 2020. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says they've been overhauling everything since then, but it will take years to turn things around.
Our success won't be relegated to a report. It won't be relegated to compliance figures or a judge's signature. Our success will be defined by the people of Minneapolis feeling safe, in fact, feeling safer when interacting with police in our city.
The investigation includes a path forward for the MPD following a consent decree agreed to by city leaders and the federal government.
The consent decree includes 28 remedial measures to reform the MPD. Similar action has taken place at various police departments, including Ferguson, Missouri. Public safety there underwent a massive change. University of St. Thomas Law Professor Mark Osler says the effects of a consent decree vary.
You know, have the results been uniform? No. But they've generally been good. But here's the truth-telling aspect that I think is just as powerful, bringing to the surface these facts that are rooted in data that are really damning about the way things have been going.
Osler told WCCO's Adam Carter and Steve Simpson that the Justice Department really threw down the gauntlet about how toxic the culture has been in the Minneapolis Police Department. Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
The Attorney General of the United States saying what the Twin Cities community has been feeling for 3 years.
We saw here in Minneapolis and what we saw in the report is heartbreaking. And I think everybody in Minneapolis realizes that.
Attorney General Merrick Garland laying out the details of an expansive and at times shocking report today on the Minneapolis Police Department's practices and policies. The results of an investigation that began following the murder conviction of former officer Derek Chauvin in the killing of George Floyd. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kristen Clark says they even found MPD officers engaged in excessive use of force against kids.
In one instance, an MPD officer wearing street clothes drew his gun and pinned a teenager to the hood of a car for allegedly taking a $5 burrito without paying.
The report also detailed many cases of unlawful discrimination against blacks and Native Americans, as well as those with behavioral health issues. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says from new leadership to a new city government structure, many reforms are already underway.
We are ready to give Minneapolis residents reason to believe that change is in fact happening. Change they can see and change that they can feel, not on a piece of paper, but in every single interaction that they have.
The city and police department will now enter into a consent decree with the federal government under which the components of transformational change will be supervised and monitored by a federal judge. Reaction is pouring in from community members and groups this afternoon. Michelle Gross with Communities United Against Police Brutality says the DOJ report reflects the input given by the very people impacted by MPD's brutality.
Overall, we're pleased with the report. We think it's factual. I have one little bit of a disappointment, which is that we asked the Department of Justice specifically to focus on the Minneapolis police treatment of unsheltered homeless people. And we don't see that addressed in this report. And so we are distressed with that.
Gross says Minneapolis residents submitted 2,300 written testimonies about their own experiences with the police department. Civil rights attorney Nakima Levy-Armstrong says there has been no apology or indication that things will change in the future.
We don't see reparations to those families who have lost victims, who have lost their loved ones to police violence, where the officers were never held accountable, some of whom are still on the job to this day, preparing to not only continue collecting a paycheck and benefits, but also a pension.
Reaction from the professional sports world to the DOJ's finding on the Minneapolis Police Department. NFL analyst and former Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Chris Carter telling WCCO's Chad Hartman, Minneapolis was widely believed to be a racist city, and that team management would educate players about what cops were capable of if players ran afoul of the law.
When I saw George Floyd pinned on the ground, I knew exactly where he was, and I knew exactly the type of force that they would use on people and have been doing for years. So I'm glad they had an investigation. I'm glad the government had to get it right. And I hope a lot of white people around Minneapolis will stop being so damn naive now of the way that we have been treated for years.
And yes, emotions are running high before a packed Minneapolis City Council meeting this afternoon as members prepare to take a vote on a $15 million recruitment and retention incentive package negotiated between the mayor's office and the police union. It is the same agreement they refused to take a vote on earlier this week. Councilmember Latricia Vitaw says they can't wait any longer to address police understaffing.
We've had five young men die in the last week. It's hard to sleep when you know you're arguing over if you should give a bonus for more police or if you should focus on the money in other areas. I say let's do it all. F*** it. What we gonna lose? Nothing.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara once again making his point on the dire state of staffing in the department.
This is not about the cops. This is about the residents. We have been collapsing units into each other. We're talking about what else are we not going to be able to do next year.
Mayor Jacob Frey says regardless of today's eventual vote, they need an answer now given the city's serious police understaffing problem. He says if it's voted down, they will go back to the negotiating table.
Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There are currently fewer than 300 Minneapolis police officers available to respond to 911 calls.
It's bad.
Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis President Cheryl Schmidt is frustrated and fearful about the future of the force. With such low numbers and what appears to be an unwillingness on the part of the Minneapolis City Council to help. On Friday, the council voted down a plan to spend $15 million in state money to recruit and retain officers. She says many of the rank and file watch the proceedings.
They're pretty frustrated with that, and they have zero confidence that the city will settle any contract with them.
She, too, has little confidence going forward, questioning who is really running the show in Minneapolis, particularly after they worked so hard with the chief of police and the mayor to come to the incentive package that was put before the council.
So we come to this agreement, and only to have it voted down is pretty disappointing. And it makes me really question if we do agree on terms of a contract, are they just going to vote it down?
As far as wages, she says recently it's been reported just how much other police departments in the Twin Cities are paying their officers. And the incentive idea there is working.
I mean, Golden Valley is another department that was way down there in numbers, and they're actually clawing back up, and that was after they raised their wages and they have a hiring incentive.
Having no incentive and relatively lower wages than other departments continues, she says, to hinder their efforts to hire.
So I was actually just talking to a kid that was thinking about applying here. And when you're getting right out of school and you're looking, gosh, I can go to Blaine PD and start at $94,000, or I could start at Minneapolis PD at $72 or whatever it is. New Hennepin County deputies are making close to $50 an hour. And that's part of our job pool, right? I mean, there's people in this county.
She says they're currently working without a contract, and the next bargaining session is set for December 4th. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Taylor Rivera. Hennepin County Sheriff DeWanna Witt is weighing in on the dire police shortage in Minneapolis. As the sheriff's office continues to pick up the slack of Minneapolis police, Sheriff Witt says departments statewide need more resources.
What we're seeing out here, people want to be safe. We need the resources to do our jobs and do our jobs effectively. MPD, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, and every other agency that is short. We need to do a better job of backing up our police professionals to ensure that we do have good people coming in to do this work.
Minneapolis's short-staffed department has police working longer hours that have led to more departures from the force, as current staffing levels fall farther from the charter's required 731 officers.